This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
B. Mitch Finley live, Media Row, New Orleans, Louisiana. Fired up, man. One of our favorite guests, good dude in this crazy industry we're in, Trevor Sikkema joining us now, sitting at the table. We just found out, breaking news on the fan, Tampa Bay Trey now lives in Charlotte. So I'm just saying, I don't want to out you, dude.
How are we going to have to mix this name up now?
There's a lot of Bucks fans that since I don't cover the Bucks specifically anymore, I cover it from more of a national perspective. There have been times when I haven't picked the Bucks to win certain games.
Oh, they're coming at you?
And they come at me. They're like, change the handle. Get Tampa out of the handle. I'm like, nah, that's the roots, man.
Tampa don't mean them to choose you every time.
Yeah.
That's right.
That wouldn't be really doing the job.
If you're a good analyst, doesn't mean you're picking them every time.
That's true.
Who'd you pick in that wild card game, though, when Washington came down there?
I did pick Tampa in the wild card game. You know, I thought that it was going to be – I was excited for that one, though. I mean, like, I was telling people the whole lead up to it. People were like, oh, well, they already beat Jaden once this season. It's like, all right, Jaden's a much different quarterback and a much better quarterback than when they faced off in week one. So it was going to be a hell of a game, and it was. I mean, that was a game where the offenses, it felt like, couldn't be stopped, and it was more of the same for Jaden. And, man, what a run that the Commanders went on getting to the NFC Championship game. And to be honest with you, I was bummed out. And I know Eagles fans won't like hearing this, but, like, I was bummed out watching that game simply because
they were right there.
I know the Eagles didn't get the best of the Commanders with all the turnovers they had and all the miscues and lack of discipline and things. It wasn't the best version of the Commanders. And I felt as though best version of the Commanders versus even the best version of this great Eagles team, you're going down to the wire. It's anybody's game at the end.
Best version of the Commanders was that Detroit game, and they were
totally
a freight train.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By a long mile.
B played this game at the highest levels, and what he always says is, all turnovers matter, but when they happen matters more. And unfortunately, the Eckler,
like Baker's tournament. I mean, it's turnover.
Yeah,
dude.
Right.
You're going in, and did he explain what happened? Because it looked like it just came out.
No, it was. I think the one he was. You know,
I don't think anybody even touched it.
As a quarterback,
I think he was late to try to get to that reverse handoff.
Yeah,
and then,
but
it
was already coming out of his hands.
I think the snap was a little. I don't know.
He was. As every good quarterback should, he was taking all the blame. And so you don't know if he's not really explaining exactly, like, okay, the snap was a little early, the timing was a little bit off. He just said, he basically was like, hey, you know what, it's execution, the ball's coming to my hands first, I got to handle it. And so he did what you wanted him to do, but it's unfortunate, man. It's just like a little split-second thing that, in an offensive game, that it felt like nobody could stop the other one, those long drives, long points. I mean, Baker, you look at that game, Baker played really well. Yeah. He basically had that one fumble, and that was it. The rest of the time that he touched the field, it was almost reminiscent of, like, the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes game a couple of years ago that went to overtime. It was like, Josh played unbelievable. Yep. He doesn't even get the ball in overtime, and boom, that's it. Yeah. Season's over.
4:41 on the clock, and Jaden's like, we're not giving him the ball back.
And that
Terry gave them a speech in the huddle, was like, yo, we're not giving him the ball back.
I love it. I love it, man.
Your boots on the ground, you're locked in with lots of organizations, but Can you walk me through the Liam Cohen thing? Just what the hell happened there?
It's funny because if somebody turned off Twitter for like 3 days.
Like Brian?
Right. You know, if we were all doing what Brian was supposed to, and like we'd all probably be better off if
way
we
better.
Did that. Right? So if you would have done that and somebody came back and then went, hey, Liam Cohen went to the Jags as a head coach. You didn't know anything about how it happened. You go, oh, yeah, makes sense. Of course. Like, great year as an offensive coordinator, up-and-coming guy, great offensive mind, goes to the Jags, Trevor Lawrence, makes total sense. So the end result
sure.
is actually kind of what we all thought was going to happen in the end anyways. And I think it was just – it was shining a light or peeling back the curtain of people say, hey, football's a business. It was football's a business.
Sure.
And Liam – I just and Liam and his camp took every ounce of negotiating leverage that they could find
yeah.
and took it into what manifested into him taking the head coach job. Because I think there were plenty of chances where
nobody wants to work with Balky.
The timing
took them so long to let him go.
That's the thing is yeah. The timing of it was so weird because it's like okay. Did you think that Liam was joking when he probably went in there and said, no, I'm not working with Balky as my general manager? Because that's what it felt like. He goes and interviews with him, and then he leaves. And then 24 hours later, they fired Trent Balky.
Right.
Like, you could have handled this whole conversation when he was there,
right.
and all of this could have been a lot cleaner. But I think that the Buccaneers, unfortunately, got strung along because it was the Jags ownership and Liam Cohen playing a game of chicken. And nobody wanted to blink, and eventually the Jags found themselves in a situation where they went, okay, if we don't blink here, we're going to be left with a head coach that we don't want. And so they're the ones who obviously
they
caved.
They had the same thing with Byron Leftwich just
a couple years ago.
Right, right, yeah.
If you're watching us on the stream at youtube.com/1067thefan, that is the cluster buster, Chris Kynard. I don't know that everybody's ever seen his physical photo. We're joined by Trevor Sigma, Pro Football Focus. The Cohen thing, you're totally right, dude. Like, if you had gone out of the country and came back, you're like,
yeah.
oh, Cohen got that job. I don't know that I believe this. I thought Canales really turned around the Panthers late in the year. I think Bryce Young, you've given me so much of a hard time. I love Bryce Young coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had never seen a college passer better at anticipatory throws than him. Clearly, it was broken, but what he showed the last 6 weeks was really good. I do wonder, though, Canales gets the head job. Cohen gets the head job. Like, at some point, maybe just Baker and Mike Evans are really good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. No, I mean, there's something to it, and I don't even know the number now. It's like 8 offensive coordinators in like the last 9 years, or like 7 in the last 8 years for Baker. Like going even, I think all the way back to college, and it's wild that he's had this much inconsistency with who his offensive coordinators have been. And yet, his tenure in Cleveland didn't work out the way that you wanted it to, but he had a couple of good years in Cleveland, right? I mean, like he had that one great game where he comes basically
they beat
like
the Steelers in the playoffs,
right?
Yeah.
He comes off that one that he goes to Carolina and then he goes to Los Angeles and he basically like getting off the plane in Los Angeles and ends up having a great game. Then he goes to Tampa and he looks like the best version of himself.
I bet
so,
the Rams heavy in that game.
It
they were a home dog, baby.
Good on you. That's good on you. Never doubt Baker when he's got a chip on his shoulder because he'll surprise you. But yeah, I mean, he's just. I think he is proving to be one of the top 15 quarterbacks in this league, if
sure.
nothing else, but because you can throw a lot at this guy, and it's a lot of circumstances that a lot of other guys probably wouldn't succeed in, and he finds a way to do it.
There's so much – B and I always joke about how like people try to complicate football, right? And at its core, it's about winning at the line of scrimmage and then having a quarterback that can play.
That's it.
And Baker's one of those. How blown away were you by Jaden Daniels this year?
Just, dude, I'll tell you a story. I can't remember if I told this on your airwaves yet or not. But so I had Jaden ranked 21st on my board last year. I had him QB3. All right, and when I looked at Jaden,
Caleb and Drake
ahead of him. And when I watched Jaden in his Heisman Trophy year, I said, okay, I'm not taking anything away from him. Incredible year. He deserved to win the Heisman. But when you talk about a pro projection, he's skinny as hell. Right. I'm worried about him taking all sorts of crazy hits, and. Yeah, Brian Thomas Jr. and Malik Nabers throw the ball too. Of course he racked up all those yards. We're seeing what these guys are like in the NFL in their rookie seasons. They were like that when they were at LSU. And I go, man, can Jaden get back to that level? Maybe, but it might take a special spot and it might take a couple of years for us
right.
to see that. So he gets drafted to Washington. I go, you know what? Pretty good spot. Him, Cliff Kingsbury. This could be a lot of fun. It was a preseason game that they played against the Miami Dolphins where he doesn't even play very much. He might have played like one or two drives. He hits a comeback throw, which is kind of like when you watch it, it's sort of like a nothing throw. You know, it was 9 yards. Didn't really get anything. But he threw that comeback throw. And when you think about a comeback throw as a rookie quarterback, the timing and the ball placement have to be everything.
Sure.
And you are working
outside shoulder, all of it.
And you are working with wide receivers that are still new to you, right? And if you miss throwing that football, especially if you miss inside, pick six the other way.
Right.
And you don't want – I mean,
confidence, it requires all of it.
It requires so much confidence to hit that throw. And a lot of times that takes years of experience to get to that point at the NFL level. He hit this comeback throw against Miami in the preseason game, and I went, oh, okay. We might have something here with this guy. And I was like, it's small, but I'm very excited to watch him. In Tampa, obviously, they lose that first game, but he looked good. Then in week three against the Bengals, he goes nuclear. Yeah. And you just
throw to Terry, that touchdown.
The thing that is so difficult to evaluate, because it's impossible to evaluate, is how much confidence is translatable from college to the NFL level. And for Jaden Daniels, it was one of one, 100%.
Yeah.
He hit the ground confidently, so confidently at the NFL level. That's how you saw his talent hit that ceiling immediately. So if you ask me how impressed I am with Jaden, Jaden didn't show me any different arm talent. He didn't show me any different rushing ability. He didn't show me anything that he didn't really show at LSU already. But the impressed part is the confidence in which he played with, to where you not only saw LSU version of Jaden Daniels this past year, you saw better. Yeah. He was better his rookie season in the NFL than he was his Heisman Trophy winning season the year before. And that is incredible for him.
That's
wild.
That's what they used to look at. They would have a quarterback drop back on the far hash and throw the comeback route on the far sideline.
Right.
And because they could tell, like you said, confidence, timing. If that play is late, it goes the other direction.
Well, six.
What's wild about that is I think a lot of fans are so misguided in their understanding of arm strength. They think it's about the deep ball. Everybody that makes it to pro football can throw the deep ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the speed with which you can get it to the edge.
Yeah.
And I love Taylor Heinicke as a human. Awesome dude. That's where Heinicke can never separate.
That,
like if you think about all the fourth downs, they had to run those boots because he couldn't get you. It's fourth and two. You're going to run a 5 yard out, and he just couldn't do it.
Joe Montana. Joe Montana arm wasn't the strongest.
Right.
He just threw the ball way before anybody else would because he made his decision, let it go.
Yep.
You got to. I mean, the mindset that requires. You do a million things for Pro Football Focus. One of the things you do great is draft stuff.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This edge-rushing class, I know the D-tackles are outrageous. Specifically on the edge, what do you think a Jack Sawyer at 29, Ohio State kid?
That would be a good pick for them. It really would, because this is somebody who I look at what he has been over the last 2 years at Ohio State, and I'll be fully transparent. He is kind of that, like, fringe, late first, probably more comfortable as a second-round pick type of a player. But
the dog in him, though, might get him into the first.
And you love the way he's built, right? You're never going to question, okay, is this guy, does this guy have the size, the strength, the durability to play at the NFL level? You're going to get that from him. I love about his background because he's listed about 6'5", 265 pounds. So you're built like a 4'3", hand-in-the-dirt defensive end, like Dan Quinn wants to play on that front. But he's got a little bit of an off-ball linebacker background as well. 2 years ago, he was playing as more of sort of a roaming Jack linebacker position. I guess full pun intended with his name actually being Jack. He was playing more of this sort of like off-ball roaming outside linebacker position. And then the last 2 years, he's played more of a full-time edge role because he's gotten a little bit bigger, gotten a little bit stronger. But he's got that versatility to him. He's not the twitchiest guy in the world, but he's got a pretty good pass rush bag. You love the bull rush and kind of the baseline and the strength that he's able to play with. And so for Washington, I think some Commanders fans might look at this and go like, well, all right, he's not, you know, Abdul Carter or something like that. And it's like, of course he's not. You're picking him at 29. Mm-hmm. So I do think that he would be a damn good football player for them. And I think that as you continue to build out this edge rush room, if Jack Sawyer's your edge one, I think that that's solid for you. But if he's your edge two and you ever have an opportunity to get a great edge rusher above him, then you feel pretty good about the duo that you have in the defensive line. So you want this piece no matter what. I think people just sometimes get disappointed if you draft that one first. But I think that they'll need a guy like this no matter what over the next couple of years.
You know, maybe a guy like Myles Garrett shows up. So
you know?
We got to let you go. I know you're a busy fella. Simple question. Might be a hard answer. How long until Jaden Daniels is in a Super Bowl?
I mean,
you're in NFC title.
So here's the thing. To answer that question, it's more than just Jaden, right?
Sure.
It's about team building, but it's hard to not see what the Commanders did this year and not absolutely want to go all in on their process. Mm-hmm. New ownership, new general manager, new head coach, new quarterback, and boom, look at this team. They're in the NFC Championship. Now, it's like Dan Campbell has said. It's harder to even get back, let alone get to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Because next year, guess what? Commanders got a target on their back. But I love the guy in Dan Quinn that they have to orchestrate and navigate them through a lot of that adversity and that pressure and things like that. Rex Ryan, you know, there's that clip from Hard Knocks from so many years ago when he's a head coach of the Jets, and he's like, oh, you know, oh, people say, oh, we're under the radar, oh, we like that. And he's like, no, F that. He's like, the best place to be is when you got expectations on your back and then you can achieve them and you can be that type of a team. And I think you got to have that type of mentality. But I think even the guys that they brought in last year, those are the types of guys that have that mentality to want to be the hunted and also be the hunter at the same time. So for Jaden, it's just to me more of the sophomore year is going to be really important because we see with quarterbacks all the time, the sophomore slump. And then it sort of becomes, one, do you have it? And two, how quickly can you bounce back from it, right? We saw that with C.J. Stroud, right?
Right.
We were ready to anoint C.J. Stroud as, you know, the next great quarterback in the NFL, and it's a little bit of a step back this year. So I'm curious to see what Jaden is like next year. But to sort of like answer your question, I don't know when a Super Bowl is going to come, but I don't know how you have a tier list of quarterbacks in this league. And he's not tier one yet, but I don't know how you
damn
have
close.
I don't know how you have him any lower than tier two, right?
Sure.
He is in that tier two conversation, and some people are like, I tweeted at the end of the season, well, when he beat the Bucs, I was like, this is already a top eight quarterback in the NFL.
No.
And it's just a matter of, can he be consistent, and then can he grow a little bit more even to get in that tier one? So anytime you have that type of quarterback, I don't know if it's next year, I don't know if it's the year after, the team and the surrounding elements have to sort of deal with that. But when you got a guy who gives you the ability to do it, the Commanders' winning window, it's already open,
sure,
in my opinion.
Yeah,
Trev, we always appreciate you coming on, man. It's good to see you in person.
Yeah.
Thank you for making time, bro.
I appreciate it, guys.
We'll know when the name change.
Charlotte Trey.
It didn't roll off the tongue this much, you know? It's Tampa Bay Trey forever.
Kevin Carberry, coaches O-line down there.
Yes.
Awesome dude.
Okay.
Awesome coach. Awesome dude. If you ever get to talk to him.
All right. If I do, got to get Hatrick's wings with him.
Yeah,
you know Hatrick's wings.
Hell yeah. Ricky Williams joins us at noon.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.